This episode of Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits is brought to you by Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. If the men's room sink is in the main room, you might be at a dive bar.
Hey, wash your hands.
Fuck you.
Wisco Dive Bar Reviews.
Hey, like one joke or...
One joke. What's brown and sticky? Did I do this one?
Yeah, you did that one.
Oh, no, man. You got to do a different one.
A stick.
So dumb. Does he have a joke?
I don't think I have a joke. Not right off the top of my head.
Here's something, an observation. If a bear is wearing socks, it still has bare feet. That's a bad joke.
That's bad.
Welcome to another great episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon Bits.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with
Rockstar
Andy J.
No shots.
And
the Wisco Dive Bar Guy.
Back!
Hey! Woo-hoo! Let's do our intro.
Part two.
Triple B, where we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives.
Babes. Bacon.
And dive bars.
Yes.
And bars, yeah.
Yeah, bars is a B.
Bars is a B. I'm smart.
All right.
We butchered that, but we're keeping it. It's part two.
It. Yeah.
Part two.
Been a long shoot, guys.
Yeah, I've been here for...
It's been 6 months since part one. Now we're back 6 months later, part two.
I'm wearing the same stuff. This guy's homeless.
Again?
Oh, you're actually wearing a nice hoodie.
The lights turned off for 5 minutes.
Available at triplebnation.com.
Yeah, I was clean shaven when I got here.
Barron's
upstairs brandy. Or downstairs?
This is our fourth bottle of Barron's brandy.
I was clean shaven before I got here.
All right, let's jump into it.
Should we go to the lounge?
Welcome to Stinky Pete's Lounge.
Okay,
that's along with wait, we're not 2 minutes in. I can't say what I was
saying. No, you can't. That's why I stopped it. I stopped it and I had this. Okay.
Along with Rooster Star, Sandy J, and Jared from Subway. Wait a minute.
No!
Wait a minute. Not that, Jared.
Wait a minute. That's 10 more inches than you can handle, Pete.
Oh!
Because
of the 2-inch club.
I'm in the 2-inch club, yeah.
He fits right
brandy.
In. He fits right in.
He fits right in.
I'm just coming up with the stuff right off the top of my head. Like, it's crazy.
So you go to all these great bars. What about a disappointment of a bar? Have you been to any bad bars?
That is
didn't live up to the hype.
You don't have to name them, but you could say... Northern Wisconsin, Southern Wisconsin.
That is also cannot be this bar.
Oh,
right.
Man.
That's a great question.
I should have peed at the break.
He hasn't tried the tap beer yet.
Nothing nothing pops into my head. Babe, can you think of anything? My girlfriend here off camera?
In the green room.
In the green room.
I don't think anything has really not lived up to the expectations, but it is really weird, though, because sometimes I'll go to a bar and I'll be just like, nothing.
Just hanging out.
Just a bar.
Like, no magic. No magic.
Yeah, solid. Nothing crazy. And we're like, this one's just going to go with views. And then I post it.
What the hell?
Of course. That's how it always is.
And at the same time, I'll go to a bar. I'm like, man, I can't wait to edit this and throw it on. Like, this is going to go crazy. And then it's like,
just flat.
And then it's like...
Yeah. Like, it just does my average. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? Like, and this happened recently, like, on my party bus, my fundraiser party bus that we did a couple weeks ago. We actually raised $3,000 on a party bus.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Traveling around to bars, doing 50-50 raffles at the bars. And,
cool.
And 100% of the proceeds went to the Boys and Girls Club for my toy drive.
Very cool.
And we went to a bar that wasn't even on the list. We had a list of 7 bars we were going to hit. I made an executive decision, I think, after bar 5. We were going to bar 6, and it was a ways. It was like maybe a 35-minute drive. So I'm like, well, what if we hit a bar here in between that I haven't reviewed yet? I knew it wasn't a dive bar, but I just know it's like it's a solid place for, you know, the Eau Claire area. And we stopped in there, and I thought it was great. The bartenders were great. It's a huge place, great place, but not necessarily a dive bar, you know, per se. The views went nuts on it. I looked two or 3 days ago. I think it was at 130K on Facebook.
That's crazy.
TikTok alone. Yeah. So I'm like, all right.
I just started getting into the ticking talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it shows you how much I know about ticking talking. So I've had these videos, and like I don't get a lot of views on them. Sneaky Pete's got some with like millions, right?
Well, you know, the trumpet.
That's iconic. It's great.
3.2 million on that.
Yeah. So I posted one and got like, you know, a couple hundred views or, you know, whatever. And then I posted one of a guitar making feedback, and it was my highest viewed video.
Really?
Just a guitar making feedback.
Yeah, and I like to mix in other stuff too, like meme videos. I try to mix in other stuff that I do that isn't just dive bar stuff, like maybe just some...
Like commercials?
Yeah, just some fuck-offery. Is that a swear word?
No. Fuckery.
Yeah, so this was maybe like 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. I was actually on YouTube. I was going to pull an old iconic Quick Trip commercial off, and I'm like, I knew I had it on my phone already, so I'm like, it's going to be way faster for me to find it again on YouTube. So I Googled whatever old Quick Trip commercial, whatever, and that video popped up again, but there was another video in there. It's an old Bud Light commercial. And I'm like, what is this? And I watched it, and it was hilarious. Like, it was a swear jar commercial in the office, and they're bleeping everything out. Like, this guy comes walking in.
I've seen that. Yes. Yeah.
So I'd never seen that commercial before. So I pulled it off of YouTube, and I thought, well, I'm just going to post it on my stuff because it's hilarious. I don't drink Bud Light.
Yeah.
Mm. That was 2.5 months ago. That video, it's a 59-second video on Instagram alone. That video has over 7 years of watch time.
What the?
It is, I think, I think 8.6, 8.7 mil.
Wow. What reviews. The heck,
just
dude?
On Instagram alone.
That's insane.
But it was something that I don't know if it's a 10 or 12 year old commercial, so it was not circulating social media at all.
I pulled it
out of the archives.
Right. Yeah. A hidden gem.
And it's like I've wasted 7 years of people's lives with that video. Which I think is pretty damn awesome.
That's awesome.
That explains Bud Light in a whole nutshell.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why it gets 20, 30, 40, 50,000 views a day still. But that's one of the reasons why it does it, because of the negative comments. Which is so crazy to me, because the whole Megan Mulvaney stuff, like, so what Anheuser-Busch did is they had these influencers like me, not me. They don't.
Oh, just like you. You're exactly like that.
Hold on.
Yeah. Wait. Make sure the label's facing out.
Yeah. They have these influencers that they pay. Not me. I'm not one of them. But
right.
So so what they did is I thought this was really cool. So they're the influencers that they have, as a tribute to them, they had a can made with all the influencers' face on them. So Dylan Mulvaney, Megan Mulvaney, whatever you want to call them. So they had a can made with his or her whatever likeness on it. And people thought that was the new Bud Light. It's so crazy how people just see something online and they just it would be no different than if they were paying me, which they're not, and had a can with my face on it, which would be super awesome.
Right.
So that's literally what it was one can. And that's why people think, you know, that's why they're so down on Bud Light.
It's almost like, as cool as having your name on a bottle of brandy.
Right.
Barron's Brandy.
I'm going to smash that bottle, dude.
Yeah. So, Jared,
don't smash my bottle.
For people looking to get into the social media world and grow their following and all that stuff, what advice would you give to them?
Grind. That's the best advice I can give is just like, I said on part one of this episode, like my first dive bar video got 500,000 views.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not typical.
It's not typical. I mean, I hit the ground running and now like because I'm so established, I have so many people that are trying to rip off what I do, trying to piggyback off of what I do. And I don't even care what they do. I worry about things I can control.
Right.
And that's what I do. I don't care if there's 1,000 people that copy what I do. The thing I can control, if there's 1,000 people copying me, there ain't no way in hell they're going to outwork me. No way.
Right.
No
right.
way.
Yep. Right.
Hustle hard.
That leads me to my next thing. Triple B presents dive bar reviews. yeah. We're starting a new channel. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it sponsored by Barron's Brandy?
No, it's sponsored
vodka.
by Wisconsin Dive Bars Vodka.
But yeah, I don't even.
I got in trouble. I lost the brand.
And I don't even, I don't even feel like with my first video hitting 500,000 just on TikTok alone, I don't ever feel like I'm chasing that 500,000.
Sure.
You know, like I've had videos on TikTok go bigger than that since then, but I never feel like I am. You know, some videos just shit out, and that's just the way it is. Sometimes I go through the stretch where I get shadow banned. Right. I get it.
How often do you post?
Every night.
Like once a day?
Yeah.
So at once least a day you post.
Consistency, I think, helps a lot.
Okay.
So typically,
when you do post, how much time is involved in the editing of all that?
It depends. There's some bars where it might take me 5 minutes to edit.
And you do this all on your phone?
A lot of it I do on my phone.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Sometimes I use like maybe 4 or 5 different formats. Sometimes I edit things on TikTok. Sometimes I'll bring Snapchat even into it as far as editing stuff. Instagram.
Can you give me an example of the Snapchat editing?
Sometimes it's just like maybe some emoji stuff that I want to bring into a video or something like that.
Filter.
Yep. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Using
right?
Snapchat to edit. I do that as well.
Right. Yeah. I know. I just, it blows my mind how this,
And the funny part was too, like this was probably 10 years ago, I realized, I had a public Snapchat account too, but before I had that public Snapchat account, I realized I could run my Spotify in the background of a Snapchat. So if I wanted to do for example, I was at work and we were just screwing off and I told these guys at work, I'm like, we're on a forklift with this crate. And I'm like, all right, Matt, this will be cool. Like you guys go out of frame. I'm just going to video. And you guys drive into the frame on a forklift. You're standing on the crate. I said, have your arms out. And I'm going to do the sound of Titanic.
OSHA approved here.
Oh,
yeah.
My
playing
goodness.
In the background from my Snap or from my Spotify.
Little Celine Dion.
Can we post this in the episode? We have to see this.
So yeah. I was. Yeah. I'll
with
have
his
to
permission,
find,
we can repost it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll have yeah. to. I'll have to find it. I think it might be on. But
that
this
sounds
was,
epic.
But this was. Like I'm saying, this was 10 years ago. This was...
You know what's weird?
Years before... I was doing TikTok shit before TikTok was even a thing.
I swear that's to crazy. Fuck, I swear to God, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I swear.
I'll have to find it. I'll have to find it.
What you just described sounds very familiar to me, and I've definitely seen it. Now, I don't have a photograph.
And I don't know
memory.
How in the hell I don't know how in the hell I even figured out that I could have Spotify playing in the background and take a video and have the, recently something that Snapchat came out with where you can put
audio.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that guy that dipped his balls in glitter?
Yeah. Pretty nuts. Fucking nuts. Yeah.
Where's your sound effects?
Sorry, I was checking something.
Boing. That works too.
Or did you want this one?
That's this guy over here when he talked about photographic memories.
So I got another question for you, Jerry. So the Wisco Dive Bars is your thing, that your social media thing, and then you said you're a carpenter.
Yeah.
As a carpenter, what's one of your biggest accomplishments? or biggest, like, you looked at this job and you're like, I fucking killed this.
Dude,
you know,
like, we, it's crazy, like, what we do. We actually, we build bars. I remember when COVID was shut down, we would go into bars.
No,
and we would redo bar tops. Yeah.
What the fuck?
There's actually a strip club mile and a half from my work.
Yeah.
We
called. You have my attention.
Sugars in Hager City, Wisconsin.
Shout out.
The owner, Bella, she's amazing. She's super nice. So we actually built their stage.
Bella sounds like a stripper name.
She is
probably used to be.
She is a dancer herself. I don't think she doesn't do it at her own club, but she lives in the Twin Cities metro area, and we actually redid her kitchen for her.
Oh, okay.
And she was fantastic. She's like, well, I'm gonna run. She had to run get a sink, a new sink for her kitchen. She's like, what do you guys want for lunch? And she ran and got us lunch and sat down and ate with us on her patio. This was a couple years ago. I think she's great. But yeah, we do strip clubs. We do.
That is the sweetest stripper story I've ever heard in my life.
She is a sweetheart. Yeah.
Now center stage, yeah. Bambi, brought to you by Veltra.
And we both know half that panel up there loves strippers.
Well.
Yeah.
Baby lights. Yeah. What?
And this guy over here,
we have a history of.
He cries at strip clubs sometimes. Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah. All right. So
there was alcohol.
There was lots of alcohol.
I'm gonna make a long story short because I don't want to.
I probably
take up too much. We used to all go to the strip club on Monday nights because drinks were half prices.
What's this?
You were there.
Strip clubs are open on Mondays.
Yeah.
Silk was.
So here's my theory. When people ask me, like, well, why would you go to a strip club if you have a girlfriend? I was like, well, one, she comes with. And for two, you can go to a bar and have a $2 beer at a bar, or you can have a $2 beer and have titties all around. Like,
boom.
Which one would you want to do?
Right.
And that's called strip club math.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that makes perfect sense.
Get one night.
So then one thing led to another. Scott started crying. Scott started crying. Pete was Pete. Josh was Josh.
And you got a kid.
And I got a kid.
Huh. You got a kid at a strip club. Like, babe, his name wasn't Carlos by any chance?
No.
No, her name was Rocket Duck.
Rocket Duck?
Okay.
I believe her stripper name was not Rocket Duck, but I do know what it is. I won't share.
Yeah, now you gotta.
Rocket Duck.
Yeah. But.
My name is Jeff.
Wasn't Jeff.
All right.
This is back
Jeff with a G.
Remember we talked about MySpace long.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was it Sparkles?
No. This is back in the MySpace days, guys. So
yeah. Your top 10 friends.
Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom was my friend.
Yeah. Tom was my first friend.
Tom was my only friend.
Who took that picture of Tom, by the way? Because he was like sitting at a desk like, Like he would hung over his shit, like just waiting for his ramen noodles to fucking get done.
I think that's gonna be our thumbnail. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna cut his head off and put it on Tom.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it too.
For part two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That's something.
Maybe I'll start up my own social media. I shouldn't even say this out loud.
No. You shouldn't. Keep that to yourself.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Are we getting another exclusive on part two?
Yeah.
MySpace is back.
Yeah. Nope, we're going to, I'll put that right in my pocket. And we'll talk about that once the cameras are on. Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple of things. One, best wings you've had. Can you recall?
I remember
a lot of things. And I'm not looking fishing for an answer that was recent, but I know you enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I love wings. Obviously, Thursday night, Thursday afternoon, like Kinnicky's. Wings are great.
In Richfield, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Meaty as hell.
Meaty is good.
Meaty. Yeah. We love meat.
That's what she said.
Right. We've had some. Babe, what's the one place that had the just a incredible. Like, no pressure. Doot. Well, the Courthouse in Eau Claire had great wings. I was.
Jacob, what did they look like?
They were
Jared.
They looked
Subway.
Like,
hold on.
No, they were great wings. And I was there. I call it master dating. I took myself out for a date.
I do something else when I do that.
I should be ready with this button next time.
I listen to a little Jack White.
Yeah.
I need the bottle of brandy. I'm starting to fall.
So yeah, like no, they have great wings at Corton House in Eau Claire. Gosh, I love wings. I'm a meat potatoes guy, but yeah. So I went to the Corton House and I actually saved some. It was what did they have? What was there? They had a dozen wings and 2 pints of beer for like $15 or something like that.
It ain't bad.
Oh. No. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Good enough for the girls I go out with.
Yeah. And I believe that's right next to the courthouse, right? Yeah. It's right next to the courthouse. So it's called Corton House.
Well, nice. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It was almost kind of supper clubby a little bit, but yeah. Great. Yeah. Great staff. Great service. Great wings. And 2 16-ounce beers.
There you go.
There you go.
You ever go bowling at a bar?
Oh. So this is, I don't know if I told you guys this. So I was at Holler House here in Milwaukee earlier today.
Where?
Holler House in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Shout out.
The oldest sanctioned lanes in the United States.
What?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's real.
What does that mean?
Sanctioned by the Bowling Alliance.
Yeah. So he told me, it's like the Bowling Association, whatever, so they can have official PBA. Tournaments there. So they have pin setters. They don't have a machine. So the bar is upstairs.
Yeah.
There's go into the basement, like right off of the back of the bar.
Oh.
There's 2 lanes down there. And the place was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Like Jack White from the White Stripes had a personal had a party there like 3 years ago, they said.
Nice.
And there's so many, there's been a lot of celebrities coming in and out of there. Charlie Behrens recently did a podcast episode there.
Unfortunately, his brandy is taken away from
him. Hold on. I got you guys.
But
hold on.
Thank you.
So when we were there, like somebody asked me like, well, do you want to bowl? I'm like, well, I don't need to bowl. Like, no, not, I'm good. I'm like, well, wait a second. In my head, like these are the oldest sanctioned lanes in the United States. Like, yeah, I want to roll a ball. So I bowled.
Yeah, of course.
I bowled one frame and I shit you not, it's on video. This was one take. I bowled a strike.
No, yes. Come on.
Yeah.
We gotta see this to believe it.
That X is for it doesn't count.
It's legit. We'll plug it. Yeah. I did. I maybe fouled.
Are these like regulation lanes?
Oh, yeah. 100% regulation lanes.
No shit.
I did foul. Because I was wearing my tennis shoes. So my feet didn't slide. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah. So
for
you just
that.
Stuck and went forward.
Literally.
Hold on. Time out. Yeah. As a bowler, you're not supposed to wear your shoes on that.
This is a dive bar bowling alley, so all rules are different.
Thank you, Ernie McCracken. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so I did. I officially probably did, because I actually stepped off to the side, like, in the gutter, so I didn't step on the actual lane, because I wasn't ready for my shoes to stick. But,
right.
But I haven't thrown a bowling ball in, do you call it throwing or rolling? But it's
throwing.
Probably been, 6 or 7 years. Haven't done it. I've had shoulder surgery twice. I tore my bicep tendon to my elbow, so I don't bowl anymore.
From the carpentry? It's a lot of master dating.
Yeah, but it works. Yeah.
Wow.
But I probably stem my bowling greatness. Clear. I bowled a perfect game. I bowled one frame.
Yep.
That's, one strike. That's a perfect game.
That's when you hang up your coat and you go.
Yeah, I'm done.
How'd you do at the mini bowl?
Oh, Kaz's mini bowl. So Kaz's was the first bar that I hit in Milwaukee the other night.
Where?
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Shout out.
When we left there, I told my girlfriend, I'm like, you know what? We hung out there for 2 hours. Funny, because when we were getting there and I'm taking my pictures outside, Kaz was just leaving. Then he came back in. He's like, oh, shit, you're here. We stayed for 2 hours and he was in not even close to leaving by the time we left. But I told my girlfriend when we left there, I'm like, that was the happiest bar that I've ever been at in my life. Everybody was having so much fun. The back room where the 4 little mini bowling lanes were, everybody just having a great time. It doesn't matter.
Nice. I mean, that's cool.
Phenomenal. And I got such a history lesson and so many celebrities that have been there, like Chappelle stopped in there.
Oh, dang.
Not long ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on our podcast, but he had a conflict in schedule.
That's because he was at Kaz's mini bowl. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Same with Steve Austin.
But, yeah, we're still talking his agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, Kaza's mini bowl is fantastic. So I've mini bowled and I've bowl bowled.
Yeah.
Bowl bowled. What do you call it? But no, Holler House is.
When you want a bowl bowl.
Yeah. Right. But it was great. And I think one of the reasons I'm so great at bowling, because of this bowling documentary I watched back when I was maybe like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was Ernie McCracken, right?
It was. Dude, so this is what
I need to do. He was a good bowler.
Next time I come back. So Kaza's mini bowl gave me this great ball holder. Like it's so they're the mini bowling balls are like bocce ball size. So here's what I'm going to do,
like
if possible.
6-inch diameter, 8-inch?
You don't have any idea what 6 or 8 inches is. So yeah, 3 times the
size
of
I know what 9 is.
So what I need to do, I need to come back next time to Kaza's mini bowl and pull out my Kaza's mini bowl bag that they gave me, and my mini bowling ball has the rose in it.
Like
how epic would that be?
You're a carpenter. You can deal with resin. Right. You can make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I can make a bowling ball.
We're going to end with a little thing I call this or that. Ooh. All right, this or that. Ugh. Ranch or blue cheese?
Roy Manzi.
No.
Neither. Neither.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm throwing off. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, hold on. What?
Yeah, neither.
Okay.
Next question.
All right.
Can't expand on something if he doesn't answer the question, right?
Thighs or breasts?
Thighs.
Thighs.
All right.
Yeah.
Talking
that,
chicken.
That yeah, question, that's yeah. what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
That question's exactly what you think it is. Chicken.
Flats or drummies?
Drummies.
Really?
100%.
Okay.
She loves flats.
That
so it works
that
out perfect.
Works perfect. Yeah. Love that.
You're teamy. Yes. Yeah. Flats.
All right.
Boom, boom, done.
This is going to determine a lot here. When it comes to chili, beans or no beans?
100% beans.
Oh, my God. We can publish these episodes.
Oh,
we're
thank
good.
God.
I've never had chili without beans.
My man.
Come February to our chili cook-off. I got you, brother.
Get out of here.
Dog food?
It wasn't dog food.
No, it was meat sauce.
At least
spaghetti.
Mine was
meat
warm.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burn.
So,
not under your chili because your chili was cold, but burn.
So chili without beans, like that's pretty much tomato soup and
well,
hamburger?
Sloppy Joe.
Yeah. Kind of.
Sloppy
Joe. Yeah. Yeah.
Sloppy Joe.
No, but Paul's had literally, it was just hamburger and sauce and that was it.
No, there's a bean in there, apparently.
There was
someone flicked it.
There was.
Yeah. They flicked it
one,
into it.
Just
there
one
was
bean.
Spices and all that other stuff. Whatever. I still beat.
Well, I'm not saying it's not. I wouldn't. You I'm not saying beat. It wouldn't taste.
Did you really?
Thing, yeah, he beat you. Oh. And he also took first place for meat sauce. He's the only one in the category, but you know.
Whatever.
Quick follow-up. Chili. Noodles or no noodles?
No noodles.
All right. Thank
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
Because that would be noodles called goulash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a correct answer.
However,
yes.
If you want to serve it over noodles, acceptable. Mm.
Never heard of that.
Poor people did that when they were growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, I called that ramen back in the day, but yeah, anyway.
No, that's what we did growing up. Anyway, too bad you didn't have. When you come back down here, we're going to hit up real chili, which isn't like our traditional chili, but it's a really good place.
Is it a chain?
There's only two
of them.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So, but it was a chain at one time?
Yeah.
Or just a regional?
Yeah, so it's big at Marquette, where the one is.
Downtown.
At the college. Yes. And then there's one downtown by MSOE, which is down an alley from MSOE.
Yeah.
And they call that alley Pete's Alley, because real chili is right up Pete's Alley in college.
Yeah.
So
I've heard great things about it.
It's great chili.
Yeah. It's great. Whatever it is, it's great.
Yeah. I was at a dive bar at 11 o'clock this morning, and I saw two guys come in, and they were eating chili.
Right. I had chili at Kanicki's before you got there.
Mamie's maybe, as a crow flies, a mile from Miller Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's some Wisconsin bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm like, damn, like that smelled really good.
All right. Last one. This is a big one. Bush Latte or PBR?
PBR, baby.
Oh, yes.
How do I drop this mic? I can't. It's on an arm.
I'm converted.
There. My man.
So, and obviously, you know, all the bars that I do, I that's what I drink is Busch Light, and I rate things on a scale of 1 to 10 Busch Lights. And I told Pete this last night. I'm like, there is no way in hell I am not getting paid by Busch Light and coming to Milwaukee and reviewing bars on a Busch Light scale.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Milwaukee bars get reviewed on a PBR scale.
Yes. Fuck yeah. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud of you, Jared. I'm so proud of you.
Dive bar rule number 69.
Yes. Yeah, that's my favorite number. Yes, 69 all the time.
Nice.
That's what it's all about.
You need to follow up with what we talked about too that you told me the other day.
Yeah.
With that. So
for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got. Thank you for coming on.
No, I appreciate you guys for having me. I love the studio. Loved hanging out with you guys. Like,
yep.
We could do this all day.
Yeah.
What do we call this bar anyway?
I don't know.
The Bacon Bits
bar? This was
bar?
The Pit Pit.
Oh, we do. Pit. That's Autism Boy came up with that.
The Pit Pit?
The Pit Pit.
Isn't it just called the Triple B bar?
Bacon Bits bar. BBB.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Rating of PBRs. For the Bacon Bits bar.
Oh, on the spot.
Ooh, boy.
Well, if it's...
out of PBRs, PBR rating.
Well, he knows now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had an absolute blast here. I love it. And like I said, like it's almost perfect. The only reason it's not perfect is because we don't have a bottle of Wisco Dye Bar Review vodka sitting here. I will take care of that next time. So I'm going to give the triple B bar...
the Pit Pit.
Nine and a half PBRs out of 10.
All right.
We'll take that for the Bacon Bits bar / Pit Pit / Triple B bar.
Yes.
Well, Jared, thank you again for coming on.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming.
This was a lot of fun. Check out our description. We'll have all of his social media listed in there.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon Bits.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with...
Rockstar.
Andy J.
No Shots.
And our guest...
the Wisco Dive Bar Guy.
Barron's Brandy. Have a good night, folks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.